Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Gimel Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing up Simen Shin Mem Tes. We left off yesterday towards the very end of the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel, explaining the sheet of the Taz. Let's just remind ourselves that yesterday we brought down two opinions, whether you're allowed to carry pachos midalat amos with multiple people. The first opinion of the Mechaber was you are allowed to do this, but then we brought down v'yesh misha oser, there are those rishonim that forbid you to do this, carrying pachos midalat amos with a number of people, and that is the opinion that now the Mishneh Berurah is discussing in Sivkot Yud Gimel. And he continues with the very last line of the first column. We'll repeat ourselves the words of the Taz. V'ayin in the Taz, shadaito da'af ayde akum osur lohotziya min habayis. That which we talked about, whether you're allowed to carry pachos midal adamas rishas harabim, is limited and restricted to the rishas harabim. But nobody holds, the Mishneh Berurah said, that you can carry from rishas hayochid into a karmelis or rishas hayochid into a rishus harabim, even via this pachos bidalat amos idea, and many people mistakenly do so. And he brings down the Taz, who says that even via a non-Jewish person, you're not allowed to go and do this. And that's what we left off yesterday, where we said, ayin in the bir halacha, mashik osavnu bazet. And if we look in the bir halacha, dibra maslu, velitno lechavero she'etzlo v'chule. So the Chavetz Chaim writes, look in what we wrote in the Mishneh Berurah about the Taz, that his opinion is, shadaito she'osu lehotzi sefer Torah me'rishus hayochid lekarmelis, afilu aydeh akam. The Taz's opinion is you can't do this, even via a non-Jewish person, because this is a mitzvah habor ba'avera. You're doing the positive thing of bringing the sefer Torah to the shul, but you're doing it in a way that is done through an avera of amir li'akam. But the Chavetz Chaim is, v'kashim, how come? The har hari shvus de shvus l'tzarech mitzvah. Asking the Akim to do this is a din de rabbanon, a shvus. Going from the shvus hayochid into the karmelis is a shvus. So this should be permissible. Shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. You need the sefer Torah this. So why is it not allowed? So he writes, near dat taz ozol shitoso. The Taz is going according to his own opinion, which is, the lo hitiru ay de Akim, that we don't allow a non-Jewish person to help you over here, unless rak lahavi derech chotzer shelo ervo, only to go and carry it within an area that didn't have an erev around it, but it was a rishus hayochid, but not avolo derech karmelis, but not in a karmelis. Why? Because the osi lachlufe rishus harabim. Because people mistakenly would say, well, the non-Jewish person was able to carry it over here. This is a wide open area. Mistami can also carry it in this other wide open area, but they won't know that one was a karmelis and one was a rishus harabim. And the Taz therefore says you can't go and ask a non-Jewish person to carry it over here from the Rishus HaYochid into the Karmelis, even though it's a Shus to Shus B'makom Mitzvah, because it is concerned Osi Lachlufei B'Rishus HaRabin. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the opinion of the Elyar Rabbah, however, who says that according to many poskim, Mutter Af B'Karmelis, that you would be allowed to do this over here in a Karmelis, and therefore there is no concern of the Osi Lachlufei B'Rishus HaRabin. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim in the Sharetzion Os Yudalit brings down from the Evan Ozer, who writes, there's another way you can get around it over here, by having one person pick up the Sefer Torah and have the other person take it from him and, so to say, put it down. The person inside picks up the Sefer Torah, and the second person takes it from his hands. In this situation, the first person did the Akira alone. And he doesn't go and put it into the second person's hands, otherwise he would do the hanacha. And this way you have over here one person doing the akira, one person the hanacha, and since the whole thing is only in Issa de Rabbanan going from the Rishus HaYochid into the Karmelis, according to some opinions it is permissible. However, the Beis Meir disagrees with this and says that this is not allowed. We continue in the end of the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel, where he writes, Ul'inyan Mila, in regards to doing a bris mila on Shabbos where you didn't have everything set up beforehand, and you have to bring either the baby to the place where the knife is, or the knife to the place where the baby is, ayin b'mashik asafti b'simin shinlam analav sivkot n'chof b'mishneh berurah, where this was already previously discussed. And you can see all of this discussion in Dirshu footnote number 8, where he reminds us that you shouldn't go bring the baby through a chotzer she'enu merevis, even via a non-Jewish person, because you could bring the mol to the house, that's involving no Isurim, and many times we do this anyway because we don't want to bring the baby out in the cold, so why bring the baby to the shul when you can easily have the moil come to the house? Now, if there's no knife in the house, and you're either going to have to bring the knife to the place where the moil is, or to the knife to the place where the baby is, so he reminds us that it's better to bring the knife to the place where the baby is, because this way you can leave the knife over there and you won't have to go carry the baby back after you bring the baby to the bris mila, and then you'd have to bring the baby back. So therefore, it's preferable to bring the knife to the baby rather than bring the baby to the knife. He reminds us as well, Shalinya Mila Baofen Shi Efshar Beinyan Acher, if there is no alternative way, and you didn't do this intentionally, in other words, something fell through over here, you had everything arranged, and then something fell through, then Mutu Lohotzi Esatinok Oes Asakin Aide Nochrit Apilu Shusar Rabin Daraisa, then the mitzvah Bris Mila is going to push aside Shabbos, and you would even be allowed to go bring the baby or the Moel's knife through a Rishusar Rabin Daraisa. But if you made a mistake in Pasha, if you didn't set things up properly, and you could have done this beforehand, then you're only allowed to do this via a Carmelis She'isura Eino Elarach Midrabon, and then you can't be over in Issa Daraisa, because the rules are that if you could have done something before Shabbos, you're not allowed to go do it on Shabbos, at least not in Issa Daraisa. We go now to Sif Dalet. Hayushnayim, there are two people over here in the Shusar Rabin. Miktsas Amosov Shoseh Besoch Amosov Shoseh. Now they're stuck together in this Shusar Rabin. They can't carry beyond Dalet Amos, and they are near each other. They want to eat together, for example. So Kigon Sheish Beneim Sheish Amos. There are six Amos distance between the two of them. So one person, Reuven, is standing over here, and six amos away is standing Shimon. So they each have dalet amos to go. So mevi'im v'ochlim b'emtza, they're allowed to go, each carry four amos, and they'll have two overlapping amos, and they can bring their food and eat together in those two overlapping amos. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, of Kotnya Dalet. Hainu, she'achod yesh lo dvar ma'echol u'munach etzlo b'tchilas arba amosot. One person, let's say Reuven, has salt, and he has it in his dalet amos. V'chein ha'sheni yesh lo dvar ma'echol u'munach etzlo gam kem b'tchilas arba amosot. And he also has, let's say, bread, and he has it in the beginning of his dalet amos. So they're allowed to go and bring the salt and the bread together, and therefore, in the two amos that overlap, Reuven goes four amos to his right, Shimon goes four amos to his left, so there are two amos that they overlap. Ubeneim yeshevzech sheish amos, so nimtzu d'shtei amos hashniel shel kol echad b'echad muvolim zeh b'toch zeh, the two middle amos over here, after each of them went two amos, are overlapping areas, and therefore lochei mutarim shteim lohavya ocha b'toch hashtei amos u'emtzos. The salt and the bread can both be brought into this two amos middle overlapping area, and they can therefore share both the salt and the bread. Shemadayim b'soch arba amos shel kol echad b'echad, because each one is still within his dalet amos. The issue footnote number 10 brings down that this is talking about a situation where the salt and the bread, in my example, were at the beginning of each person's dalet amos. But let's say they were towards the end of the person's dalet amos. So then there is a separate prohibition, according to the Chazon Ish, to move it outside your dalet amos, even though it hasn't traveled more than dalet amos. I am in this footnote for further details about this subject. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Hayushlosha, you have three people. So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is all the way to the left. Shimon is all the way to the right. And Levi is in the middle. Now Reuven and Shimon are eight amos apart. Now, Ha'emtsoi, move Labinam. Levi, the middle person, is situated in between the two of them. Each of them has dalet amos. Now, Kigon, Shebein Shnei Hachitzon, between Reuven and Shimon, all the way to the left, all the way to the right, there is a total of eight amos distance. So I'm sorry, Levi, the middle guy, Mutter im kol echad mehachitzonim, b'mesha arba amosav muvloim b'soch shelo. He is allowed to go either to the left or to the right, because he's somewhat muvla, he's somewhat overlapping with Shimon on the right, and Reuven on the left. And he can go and share with each of them in their respective areas, in the area that is overlapping. However, Reuven and Shimon don't overlap at all. The full dalet amos of Reuven reaches only until the full dalet amos of Shimon. And therefore, shnayim achitzonim asurim zem zeh. They can't in any way combine because they don't overlap at all. But Levi could eat a little bit with Reuven, and Levi could eat a little bit with Shimon if he so wants. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tesvav, shu omei b'em sashmona. The middle guy, Levi, is in between the other two. That's lamunach dvar Michael, and he has some food with him. So v'nim so sha'arba mosa buvloim b'soch shtem. He could go to each of the two of them and be somewhat overlapped. Shem Yirtza, if he wants to, Yochol Letalto Shnai Mitzadzeh, Ushnai Mitzadzeh. If he wants to go two amas to the left, two amas to the right, and that's why it says, Zeh Shekosav Emsoi Mutar Im Kol Echot Meachitzonim. If he wanted to, he could go with each of them. The Shar Etzion, Oz Tezayim, points out, if he wished to, he likewise could go all the way in one direction and not share anything with the other person. He could only share it with Shimon, let's say, because he goes all the way to the right side to be with Shimon, and therefore he can't do any overlap in that situation with Reuven. But if he wants to do with both of them, he can't go obviously all the way. He has, let's say, two amos one way and two amos the other way in order to be able to share with both of them. Sif Hei, the Mechaber writes, Osur laholu chayfetz pochos pochos me'arba amos. A person is not permitted to go and lichatchila go carry less than four amos and stop. Less than four amos and stop. this is not allowed, afilu ben hashmashos, even during the ben hashmashos period of time, and afilu b'karmelis, even in a karmelis. Now, both of these are areas or times that are only osim midrabbanan. And nevertheless, to do this, pachos mi'arba amos, as a single individual, you're not allowed to do in either of these two situations, not ben hashmashos, and not over here, even in the karmelis. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tes Zayin. The Chayshinan, we are concerned that if we allow one person to go do this, yesterday we said that if you have two or more people doing it, each one will watch the other one and say, hey, you're carrying too much, you better stop, you're going Dalet Amos. But here with one person, Chayshinan, we have to be concerned, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shemayovo Laholich Arba Amos Bevasachas, you may go and carry it more than Dalet Amos with one fell swoop, and therefore you will be over in Issa Deraisa. Because the Zimnim, because times, the lava daiti, you're not going to pay so much careful attention. You're trying to go 3.5 amos, so you maximize how much you're going, and you missed count. You did 1, 2, 3.5, and you didn't say 1, 2, 3, 4. And before you realize it, you carried dalet amos birshus sarabin. And therefore, you're not allowed to do this. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, there are times, however, when the rabbis did allow an individual to carry pachos pachos midalet amos. Now the next words, avol pam achas pachos midalet amos, is a pure mistake of the sofer. The printer over here just added these words which belong at the end of this sif cotton over here, and in the bottom on Os Aleph, you can see that this is just a mistake of the sofer, and in fact, many of the newer Shulchan Aruch just take this line out. So we'll just skip it, and we'll continue reading again. There are times that the rabbis did permit you to carry one individual less than Dalet Amos, and this we've already learned previously, in both in yesterday's shir and in previous shirim. Ayin El, this was seen in Simen Reish Samach Vav Sif Zayin, and in Simen Shin Aleph in Sif Mem Beis, and in Simen Shin Ches in Sif Yud Ches Ayin Sham. Go and seek over there what those situations are. And the Dirshu footnote number 11 reminds us of what those situations are. The first one over here in Simen Reish Samach Vav was in regards to a person who is traveling on Erev Shabbos and he doesn't get to where he's going before it becomes Shabbos, and he has his wallet, he has other stuff, so we allow him to move it, pachos, pachos, midalet amos, in that situation, because he's bol amamono, and he may come to carry it more than dalet amos, so we don't allow him a heter to carry it less than dalet amos. The second situation was if a person in Simen Shin Aleph finds a pair of tefillin, which is going to be bebizoyan on Shabbos if he leaves it over there, so you're allowed to carry it, pachos, pachos, midalet amos, in order not to have the tefillin be in a situation of degradation and where they could get ruined. And the third situation is in Simen Shin Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch allowed a person to go and move some sort of a dangerous item, for example, a coat. There's some sort of thorns over there in the Rishus HaRabim, and you're allowed to move it, dalet dalet, pachos midalet amos, in order to go and prevent somebody from getting hurt by it. All of those are situations where the rabbi lechatchila allowed you to go and move something pachos pachos midalet amos. But in general over here, the Mechaber is telling us you're not allowed to go move something pachos pachos midalet amos because you may come to then carry it by accident by not being attentive a full dalet amos and be over in Issa Deraisa. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, this is true, v'davka kishemolech kamo pa'omim pachos pachos midalet amos. This is when you did it, then you do it again, then you do it again. That you're not allowed to do. However, the first time, one time, and this is where the part that we erased a moment ago, Avol Pam Achas, Pachos Midalet Amos, this is where it really belongs. Avol Pam Achas, Pachos Mi'arba Amos, is Mutter. Lichatchila, as we spoke at in yesterday's shir, a person is allowed to go and move something, Pachos, Pachos Midalet Amos. There is no Chatzi Shir Osim in a Torah over here, as we explained, Ukamosha Kosa Bereisha Simon, as we learned in yesterday's shir. Now, Siv Katan Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to carry it pachos pachos midalet amos. So, how do we define this? Mikre pachos ayidei she'amad lofush beintayim. When we say you're carrying it less than dalet amos, what do you have to do to make it less than dalet amos? It's you have to stop. You have to rest after walking 2 or 3 amos, for example. The heavy kamo sheminiach hachefes lords, because that's called now that you did ahanocha, when you stop to rest, so it's as if you put it down on the ground, even though you're still carrying it. And that is sufficient to be called pachos pachos midalet amos. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, avalim omad toch arba amos, but if you just stood still for a second within the arba amos, lesakin maso, in order to adjust the package on your back, heavy kemahalech kol arba amos bevasachas, that's like if you carried it all together at one time, dalet amos, even though you stopped and adjusted and then you kept on walking, so you walked a total of 5 amos, that's considered more than dalet amos, the chayuva nami yesh b'zeh, and that would be an isser. Dishu footnote number 12 says, in tilta pochos midalat amos amanas lanicho. If a person intended to go and carry something only 2 amos, let's say, and he intended to put it down, and he didn't carry it any further, so then the eshal avrami b'charge says, if he then decides to go pick it up and move it another 2 amos, so then that is allowed, even though we said over here, osel holich pochos midalat amos, more than one time. Because here, when you put it down, you really had no intention of carrying it any further, so now the next time that you pick it up, it's as if you're starting from scratch, and a person is lechatchila now to move something one time, pachos midalat amos. The issue footnote number 13 goes into a couple more details of exactly what is considered standing to adjust it versus putting it down and resting. Ayin shom in the issue footnote number 13. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Ches writes that you're not allowed to do this during the Bein Hashmashos to go pachos midalat amos. After the inyan pachos mi'arba amos, who's sveikah the rabbanon, even though it's only a suffik the rabbanon over here, and we see the hekelu b'chagon zeh b'simin shim and beis, we are lenient over there, ayin sham, to allow certain things to be done, bein hashmashos, kiven to korv lovo ayidei zeh lidei melocha deraisa, gozu behem tvei. But in this situation, because it's so likely that you'll end up doing an issa deraisa over here, so the rabbis will go there even during the bein hashmashos period of time. Sivkot new test. And likewise, the rabbi said you can't do this in a carmelis. Pachos dalal amos. Hatam, the reason why that you can't do this, the imnok kabozev, we allowed you to be lenient in a carmelis. Karav adavar sholich arba amos bevasachas. Because it's very, very easy then that you come to go carry dalal amos over here in one time. And this brought down by the Taz. And the Vilna Gaon explains, the reasoning for the Taz is saying that you can't do this because you'll easily come to carry it dalet amos. The choldovish also b'shus harabim mishum shvus, anything that the rabbis prohibited in a reshus harabim that you can't do because it's an issa derabban, and they said it's a gzeiro, you may come, let's say, to carry dalet amos to reshus harabim. Same thing applies in a carmelis. Hu adin sh'asu b'carmelis. You likewise can't do this in a carmelis as well. The issue footnote number 15 brings down that this is the opinion of the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, and he says, carmelis asur midivrem k'reshus harabim. The rabbis treated the carmelis like a reshus harabim. The lo hitiru bo afilu dvarim she'enam elishus. And therefore, even things which would be only rabbinically not allowed, the rabbis still did not allow them in the carmelis. It's not considered a gzera l'gzera. They made a carmelis have the same halachos as a reshus harabim, even for dinam derabbanan. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'imhu bein hashmashos gam kein." However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're talking about that it's a carmelis and bein hashmashos, the havi tarte l'tivusa, then you have two possibilities over here to be lenient. One, that it's a bein hashmashos period of time, you should be lenient for that reason. And one, it's a carmelis, you could be lenient for that reason. So then, da'asa taz vel yirav l'hok was there. Then they do allow you to be makel in this situation and carry pachos midalat amos. Even though the rabbis didn't normally permit you to do a shvus bein hashmashos, unless kiyum letzorach mitzvah, for the purposes of doing a mitzvah, b'mokom etchak, or under extenuating circumstances, nevertheless over here, so maybe over here too, where the rabbis did permit you to carry pachos midalat amos, because it's bein hashmashos and a carmelis, maybe they only permitted you to do so b'mokom mitzvah, or under extenuating circumstances. With that, we conclude Simon Shin Mem Tes and today's shir.